The 4th Annual Oak Street Art Fair will take place on Saturday, April 27th in Murfreesboro in the historic Logan neighborhood in the area around Oak and 16th Streets. WSIU Radio recently visited with the co-founders of the fair.
I'm Rachel Malcolm-Enser, and I'm one of the co-founders of the Oak Street Art Fair.
I'm Sue Gindelsparger. I'm another co-founder of the Oak Street Art Fair. The Oak Street Art Fair will be from 10 to 5. We'll have 40 different artists, tents along 16th Street and Oak Street between 15th and 17th. We have a children's tent that will have a variety of art projects throughout the day. We have musicians, one playing every hour on our Jones House stage. And each vendor is an emerging artist that we are trying to showcase around here, because Southern Illinois has wonderful artists that don't really show their work that often. Some of them do fairs a lot, but most of the artists that are at the Oak Street Art Fair are artists who basically do studio work and aren't known much to the public.
Sure. Yeah, well, that was, in fact, that was one of our main goals when we started the fair 4 years ago, that we have this huge group of artists, particularly in the Murfreesboro, Carbondale area, and fine artists and fine crafts, and they seem to function in their own circle. And we thought, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could bring the public together with that group of artists? And so that was our goal. And you know what? I think it's working. So, yeah.
When you contacted these artists originally to see if they would like to appear, what was their response?
Well, I think the first year, Sue, didn't we have like 12?
We had 12 artists. It was very small, but it was very nice. It's on a brick street, and we have, every artist is basically under a tent, so you meander around. We have a bit of food, but the artists really seem to enjoy the fact that they get to talk to the public. And that was our goal, that the public see the artists, that they get to talk to them, that they get to see what people are actually doing. The big art fairs are wonderful. They're just wonderful. But they're not accessible in this area. We have a lot of craft fairs going on that are wonderful, too. But they tend to be a group of people who do production work and travel around to craft fairs. We are just trying to bring those studio artists out.
And by that, when we say they're not doing production work, they're doing individual pieces, that means most of the components of what they use are all handcrafted.
I did not know that.
All right. So, like when we're talking about jewelry, it's not jewelry that you just go by the parts and pieces and you put them together. It's not that way. In the case of like the earrings that Sue has on right now, which she made every single component of those earrings, the design and everything. So more than likely, you're going to get a one-of-a-kind thing. Maybe there'll be a few repeats, but they've all been handmade.
Fascinating. What gives you particular satisfaction in making your own art with your own imagination and skill?
Nothing like being on the spot or anything.
It's all based on your creativity. And it's when you're a creative person, whether you call yourself an artist or you have another realm of creativity, once that gets in your head, you just have to do it.
Absolutely.
You have to bring it out. And that is what as an art teacher, I tried to teach my students to open up that creativity. Because it doesn't matter what field you're in, You could be a scientist. You could be a computer person. You could be a business person. Yeah. But that creativity, when it comes out, it gives you energy. It gives you more thought process. And it gets your whole body moving. And you produce.
And your brain, the endorphins in your brain, they love it.
What is the mission of art for kids, you think? And I'll start with you.
Well, one of our missions is to expose children. A lot of the art programs have been cut. We have a kids' tent at the Oak Street Art Fair. And like I said, there'll be different lessons or projects throughout the day. And it's to show kids that it's fun and that there aren't any boundaries to how you produce your piece. We as Oak Street Art have gotten, we've done some community service art projects for children, and we just love it because the kids are so hungry for it. And when you get kids to open up their creativity, they hold on to that their whole life.
Yes, and you know what? They take it home. Okay.
Nice.
And one of the great programs I think that was started by the group, I think Shirley Kreiner in our group initiated that, and that is to help a second grade class with some art projects at Logan School. So we've been going once a month doing a project. And the last one was a Picasso selfie, which is kind of like this example here. That's just my example.
Was this when the art fair began, it was almost like learn as you go. How has the art fair changed from its beginning to right now? And we'll start with you, Sue.
We really had no idea how to go about it. So we just brainstormed, wrote list after list after list, and just tried to tackle them. We have pulled in, our group is seven women, and we have pulled in the right mix of people because we all have different duties, we all have different strengths, and it seems to really be working. And the artists do pay for a booth fee. It's pretty minimal. And with that money, we used it for the porta potties and for advertisement, and threw a lot of our own money at it for a while. And, you know, little by little, we've been getting there.
Yeah.
And the community, the Logan Museum did, and tourism did. They have been tremendously supportive. And now we're really gathering support, and people understand that we're here to stay. And, of course, then that makes a difference because we've gone from 12 exhibitors to 40 this year.
Wow.
In 4 years, which I think is pretty sizable. And many different entities have started helping us pay for things that, you know, like the banner across the street in Murfreesboro.
I noticed that right by the Liberty.
And directional signs the day of the fair and a banner down here and things like that. Come play with us. April 27th for the art fair. Listen to music, eat some food, take your grandkids or your kids to the art tent, talk to the artists, and just have a great day.
Perfect. It's a beautiful brick street. We're down amongst the oak trees. It'll be a beautiful thing.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.